New York City just got buried under 2 feet of snow, and the socialist mayor's response was so bad that even his most adamant supporters are now revolting. Meanwhile, 19 New Yorkers have frozen to death on his watch. A mob just attacked NYPD officers in broad daylight. And now even CNN is calling this monstrous failure out. And it's not even been 2 months. Stick me to the very end of this video because we're going to find out why this isn't just a bad start for the Mamdani regime. It is indeed the beginning of the end. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, celebrating yet another glorious day in the Trumpian golden age that you made possible back in November 2024. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also click on that link below and get my Patriot Alerts, my free uncensored newsletter where I share the stories I can't cover on YouTube. You can subscribe for free by simply clicking the Patriot Alerts link in the description below. It is an absolute catastrophe. That's the word that more and more people are using to describe not just the blizzard that hit New York City, but the incompetent administration of their brand new Democrat socialist mayor, Zoran Mamdani. This past weekend, New York City got slammed by a massive blizzard, a full-blown bomb cyclone, dumping up to 22, 24 inches of snow across the five boroughs. And what does Mamdani do? He declares a state of emergency and he institutes a travel ban, shutting down streets, highways, bridges for all traffic, cars, trucks, scooters, e-bikes. He literally locked down the entire city. But what was even worse is that Mamdani, realizing that the city doesn't have nearly enough resources to deal with the snow, he put out a call, I kid you not, for emergency volunteer snow shovelers.
We're utilizing 33 DSNY vans and 2 DSNY buses to transport shovelers where they're needed faster. And for those who want to do more to help your neighbors and earn some extra cash, you too can become an emergency snow shoveler. Just show up at your local sanitation garage between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow with your paperwork, which is accessible online at nyc.gov/snow, and you can get started right away.
Now, among that paperwork that you had to have with you when you showed up, if you can believe it, was you needed 2 original forms of ID. I kid you not. You needed 2 original forms of ID just to shovel snow. But if you wanted to vote in New York, no ID required. I mean, things are so insane in our nation's deep blue Democrat dump cities that you need more paperwork to clean a sidewalk than you do to choose the leader of the free world. I mean, you literally can't make this stuff up. And it gets worse. There were a few people, not that many, but there were a few that showed up at the sanitation garages at 8 a.m., just like Mamdani told them, and they were told, sorry, come back later, come back at 8 p.m. tonight. So the mayor told them 8 a.m., the city told them 8 p.m. One guy showed up with a snowblower and said, hey, you know, if I can do the work of 3 or 4 people, can I get paid more? And the answer was no. You're not getting a dime more. Another guy reportedly brought his own shovel and he was told it was outdated and he wasn't allowed to use it. This is what government-run snow removal looks like. Plus, they apparently required your photo ID to be printed out for their records, but all the places where you can get it printed out, like CVS, were closed because of the travel ban. So you can't even comply with the requirements because the mayor's own lockdown makes it impossible to comply. I mean, it's called socialist efficiency, which of course is a contradiction in terms. Just ask Venezuela or Cuba. That's the soft warmth of collectivism that Mamdani promised. Now, of course, to make matters even worse, Mamdani was under enormous scrutiny here, given how disastrous his response to the last snowstorm was, right? Do you remember this? This was a few weeks back. It took them 14 days to finally clear out all the snow. 2 full weeks. It was a disaster. And so was this one. To call it, you know, it's not even disastrous. It was tragic. because under Mamdani's watch, 19 New Yorkers have frozen to death outdoors during this brutal winter cold snap. 19 human beings, 15 of them confirmed dead from hypothermia, and an additional 7 people died of hypothermia inside their own homes. And when reporters asked the mayor's office about those deaths, apparently the spokesperson said, you know, well, people pass away in their homes all the time. That was the official response. People die in their homes all the time. Again, keep in mind, the political left is never, ever accountable for anything they do. That's part of their propaganda. They are, by definition, beyond reproach. One of the very first things Mamdani did when he took office was order the city to stop clearing homeless encampments. So for decades, New York City has had what's called Code Blue Protocol. When temperatures drop below a certain point, the police go out and they bring homeless people into warming centers, even if they don't want to go. It's mandatory. It's an intervention to save their lives. Mamdani decided that was too aggressive. That was, in his words, too inhumane. So he told the police to stop doing involuntary removals and just ask people if they'd like to come inside. And guess what happened? During this latest blizzard, police and outreach workers contacted 130 homeless individuals on the streets. 127 of them said no. Only 2 apparently accepted shelter. I don't know what happened with the other one. And the EMTs said they couldn't force anyone inside because of city regulations. And now you got people literally dying in the streets. And the city's policy is, well, we asked, and they said no. So even Mamdani's own allies are turning against him on this. Queensborough President Donovan Richards, who endorsed Mamdani, said that his policies were absolutely reckless and they most certainly contributed to these 19 tragedies. And Mamdani's had no choice but to reverse course and restart the encampment clearing policy. But again, only after 19 people are already dead. But if you can believe it, things only got worse. We're seeing nothing less than a total breakdown of civil society in America in some of the worst ways imaginable. And it's even costing them the support of CNN. Wait until you see this. You know, the same nefarious corrupt forces that have infested Minnesota's government have been eating away at your savings now for years at a federal level. Now, of course, we're talking about inflation, where reckless Federal Reserve policies have been relentlessly devaluing our dollars for decades. Here's a not-so-fun fact for you. Whatever money you had saved up in 2020 has already lost 22% of its value. There are riots over in Tehran over things like this, gang. I mean, your savings didn't shrink. They got robbed slowly and quietly by the hidden tax called inflation. And here's what makes this explosive. Most Americans have 100% of their retirement tied to paper assets, all dependent on a system that just keeps printing more dollars. But thankfully, there's a way to protect what you've worked so hard to build, and that's with physical gold and silver. And that's why I turn to Augusta Precious Metals, the absolute best in the business. Augusta Precious Metals has been helping Americans diversify with physical gold for over a decade. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, and unmatched transparency. I cannot recommend them enough. Go to TurleyBuysGold.com right now or text Turley to 35052 to get their free information guide. And here's what you need to understand. This isn't about liquidating everything. This is about repositioning a portion of your savings. This stays inside your IRA or your 401k. No taxes, no penalties. As the best and clear leader in their field, with my seal of approval, Augusta Precious Metals makes it simple. It starts with that free guide, then a one-on-one educational call. No obligation, no pressure. They're patriots just like us. You're going to love chatting with them. This is about stability, clarity, and a plan that makes sense in a world that feels increasingly chaotic. Augusta Precious Metals, the best at what they do, the ones I trust, and the ones I recommend to you. Go to TurleyBuysGold.com or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052 and get your free guide today. You'll sleep better tonight knowing you have a plan. What you're seeing here are shocking scenes of a massive mob gathered at Washington Square Park in Manhattan. It started off as a snowball fight, but it quickly turned into something much worse. And when NYPD officers arrived to respond to reports of a disorderly crowd, the mob turned on them. And they started pelting the officers with snowballs, hitting them in the face, causing lacerations so bad that multiple officers reportedly had to be taken to the hospital. It was a scene of societal degeneration so utterly and disgustingly outrageous that it's been condemned by literally everyone. The NYPD commissioner, the Police Benevolent Association, even Texas Senator Ted Cruz called it absolutely disgusting. It's been condemned by everyone except one person. As of this morning, the mayor, Mamdani, has not said a single word about it. Not one syllable of condemnation. Not one statement of support for the officer. Nothing. And that is what prompted former Governor Andrew Cuomo to go absolutely nuclear on Mamdani. Cuomo said, "This is appalling. With a mayor who has a history of calling the police racist, evil, wicked, and corrupt, he set the tone. Words have consequences. And we're seeing that in the growing disrespect for law enforcement." He's right. Cuomo's absolutely right. This is inevitably what you get when you elect a mayor who spent his entire political career demonizing the police. When you've got a leader who calls cops racist, evil, wicked, and corrupt, you should not be surprised when mobs feel emboldened to attack them. The tone is set from the top, and Mamdani has set a tone of contempt for law enforcement. And let's not forget, this is all happening while Mamdani is cutting NYPD funding by $22 million and canceling the hiring of 5,000 new police officers. Oh, and of course, he's now advocating for a 9.5% property tax hike, slamming 3 million residential units. His free bus promise broken on day three when fares actually increase, and a $12.6 billion budget deficit he has no plan to close. It's no wonder that more and more New Yorkers are revolting against this Mamdani monstrosity.
The mayor, with the greatest respect, in every campaign speech, in every debate where you engage, we opened our ears to listen. Now today, accept the words echoing from us now. Do your job as mayor and leave our taxes out.
Saving only two options. You're saying if we don't tax the rich, then I gotta increase property taxes. We are not a pawn in Southeast Queens. We are not part of your negotiation tactics. Arizona Mondani, you are out your goddamn mind.
And if you can believe it, even CNN is piling on.
New York already sits at the extreme end of the American tax spectrum. For high earners, the combined state plus city income tax reaches 14.776%. Add federal taxes and the combined marginal rate can exceed 50%, reaching roughly 55% on certain investment income. New Yorkers pay tax rates comparable to European countries that provide in return universal health care, free college education, and amazing infrastructure. New Yorkers get some 300 miles of sidewalk sheds. On business taxation, the city is also off the charts. The Citizens Budget Commission reports that New York City business activity faces the country's highest combined corporate tax rate, 17.44%, once state, city, and regional layers are stacked. Mamdani wants to hike income and corporate rates even further, or else he says he will raise property taxes by almost 10%. Property taxes already made up more than 27% of the cost of home ownership in the city as of 2022, above the national average. New York is really a prime example of a problem Democrats seem unwilling to confront. Blue cities are out of control, promising more, spending more, delivering less, and pushing off the fiscal problems to some future day.
Yeah, when you're a Democrat and you've lost CNN, man, it is over. But Fareed Zakaria is absolutely right. Blue cities, blue states are simply unsustainable. You cannot continue a contradictory calculus of taxing more, spending more, but delivering less in perpetuity. It's a doomed form of governance that has its own implosion entailed from within. This is what happens when ideology replaces competence, when social justice replaces municipal management, and when a 34-year-old socialist who isn't even qualified to run a Taco Bell is handed the keys to the greatest city in the world. So buckle up, New York. It's only February. You got a long way to go.